the only corrective in a world of despair. Hope is a good thing, and good things never die. African proverb. When hope is teased, then taken away. Every human system depends on hope. Biological survival, psychological coherence, and spiritual endurance all fracture without it. This is no longer a sentimental observation. Modern medicine, with its advanced imaging, genomic sequencing, predictive algorithms, and artificial intelligence, has confirmed what clinicians have long known at the bedside. Two patients may share the same diagnosis, the same pathogen, and the same genetic vulnerability, yet experience profoundly different outcomes. One deteriorates. The other stabilizes, adapts, and sometimes recovers beyond expectation. Hope is often the variable technology cannot quantify but cannot ignore. Hope does not emerge only in favorable conditions. Strangely, it is refined and even legitimized by despair. In clinical practice, despair behaves much like an untreated infection. It may begin quietly, but left unaddressed, it becomes systemic. Any serious engagement with despair must therefore account for hope, because despair cannot fully dominate unless hope is either present or promised. In fact, despair often feeds on the illusion of hope. Where hope is absent, despair fabricates it. Where hope is present, despair attempts to contaminate it. I have treated people whose despair has been so prolonged that hope no longer registers neurologically. Their nervous systems remain locked in survival mode. Cortisol stays elevated. Sleep fractures. Immunity weakens. I have also met others who cling to hope so fiercely that they bypass diagnosis, deny symptoms, and refuse intervention. Clinical wisdom, spiritual insight, and lived experience converge on the same truth. Hope and despair are not opposites that cancel one another out. They are paradoxical companions,